This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. When you want to reach out to the program, simply give us a call, folks. 1-866-509-4545. Give us permission to use your message. We'd love to do it if that's all right with you. If we can, tell us which show it's for when you're leaving the message. 1-866-509-4545. Feedback at AMI.ca. If you want to just send in an email, ask a question about AMI Audio, AMI TV, or AMI Tele, feedback at AMI.ca. And on Twitter, of course, you can find us. She's available at All Rams for Ramya Muthan. I, Kelly McDonald, available at AMI Kelly Mac. Thanks for being with us as we're swinging open the gateway to your weekend. On Wednesdays and Fridays, we get a chance to check in on the folks and happenings going on in certain regions around the country. Today, for our regional content report, we're joined by Sylvie Fiquette, AMI Content Development Specialist in Vancouver. Hello, Sylvie. Welcome back to the show.
Hi, Kelly. Thanks for having me back.
Appreciate you on our Vancouver portion of the show with you and our app True. Update. You know, we kind of make sure we're representing that area well.
Yeah, you guys are.
You have something interesting here that I always love to hear about. We're hearing a lot of these kinds of things, I find, coming out of the West. BC has a new online tool that provides an accessibility map for people with disabilities. Can you explain what this is?
Yeah, Kelly. So this is new-ish. The online tool, My Community BC Map, was launched by findsupportbc.com about a year ago. And at that time, approximately 400 places were tagged across the province. And now there are nearly 1,000 places to check out for accessibility and inclusion. So for example, when you click on a pin for a particular location, you'll find checked boxes for accessibility and welcoming of diversity, while also earning little green icons for being a fun and lively spot or a spot to meet new people. Right. So it's quite a cool, yeah, it's a kind of a dynamic place where you can find more information.
It's been, you know, for a lot of people, it can be really frustrating when you don't know. And I hear this a lot from people in wheelchairs. You know, you can hear a place is accessible to what degree. I don't know how much detail you can get, but it's nice to kind of at least know, yeah, this place is accessible, instead of going on that whole level of, well, they're supposed to be.
Yeah, absolutely. A student from the University of Fraser Valley who has cerebral palsy and uses a wheelchair weighed in that this tool is great because it allows people with disabilities to gain independence. He says it's just so terrible when you get to a place you're excited to go to and then you arrive and it's not accessible at all. There are stairs or you're, you know, he commented on a mini golf area and there was no way you could navigate because of stairs. Yeah. And so it's too bad because you really want to be part of something, but you can't be because, you know, it's very awkward and uncomfortable to be everyone there sees you're the only person who can't be doing what they're doing.
So, well, yeah. And you can't have the gray areas like that really. If you're going to have, you know, and I mean, stuff happens that places can't be, you know, depending on circumstance and what it is. But you got to make sure that evidence is there, man. We see all these places showing off all their pictures and content that way to attract you to a place. Well, this is part of that when it comes to the disabled world.
For sure. Like, this really opens up the discussion around accessibility. And by having these icons, it makes it fun and engaging. And with the chance to just really create more progress, it just is an opportunity for conversation about inclusiveness. And, you know, I think what's great is that you can also comment on it. So visitors can click Add a Place button on the top right of this site and provide feedback as to, you know, whether this location wasn't accessible to you, for instance. And so there's lots of that dynamic interaction going on there. It's going to be a good, really great tool for people. And I checked it out. There was an icon with more information where you could really, it described what was there at this site. For instance, I looked at the University of Victoria's Centre for Abilities, mm-hmm. and it broke it down really clearly and highlighted places like CanAssist that's there, which develops technologies and services that help people with disabilities improve their quality of life. So lots of rich information.
Oh, really good.
Yeah, and I hope that it can really expand, Sylvie, because something like this, and when we hear about projects like this starting up, it's super exciting, right? As consumers of exactly these tools, they're really, really exciting. So hopefully it can expand and people can really utilize it, but also take part in making the creation bigger and better.
Yeah, for sure, Ramya. You know, people, if they want to check this out, they can look at the My Community BC map. I did want to say that it was in partnership with, let me just grab my sheet here. It is BC's Community Asset Mapping Network, and the icons come from Green Map, an international nonprofit which actively maps assets in 65 countries around the world. And there was also support from Family Support Institute and Community Living BC to get this off the ground. So people can check this out and see. I think once you start using it, as you say, Ramya, then you're more likely to go, oh, I can use that tool and check and and learn more about it, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the more we all use it, the more we spread the word, the bigger and better it gets, right? So that's amazing. Next up is the BC-wide hashtag Day of Music. And this is really cool. A kind of way to celebrate and recognize music from all over the place, Sylvie. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, so this is pretty exciting. I'm just getting this under the wire here because it the event, hashtag Day of Music, is happening tomorrow, May 15th, Saturday. It's a virtual celebration offering over 100 free performances from artists across the province. In 2019, about 14,000 people joined the inaugural hashtag Day of Music, which was celebrating the Vancouver Symphony Orchestra's centennial anniversary. So this year, the VSO expects to have more than about 100,000 viewers to participate on the new dayofmusic.ca website. Yeah, it's a Netflix-style hub for performances, and it kicks off at 10 a.m. Pacific time. And the portal will also host live streams, so featuring interviews with guest artists, behind-the-scenes access, quizzes, interactive Q&As. And the VSO will have a closing performance at 2:40 p.m. Pacific. So it's going to be a great opportunity for people who can appreciate all forms of music. There's going to be a really diverse voices from throughout the province.
Wow, that sounds so powerful. Wow.
Yeah. And the aspects of not just the music, but all these other behind the scenes way of interacting with performers or just otherwise with the hub. That's amazing.
It's really cool because it offers that kind of conversation directly and gets things just out to people in the province, actually anywhere. People can tune into this anywhere and from anywhere and enjoy so many cool. It's like a really going to be a wealth of music and creativity. So whatever your jam is, there will be classical, jazz, funk, brass, you name it, a very eclectic collection. And, you know, you can, I think because the VSO has had over the last year due to COVID-19, they've done pop-ups and live streams with digital performances, and these are all under their belt. So they're able to offer this in a very cool and experienced way now that they've been doing this for the past year.
I bet they have a tremendous sponsorship support network too, because obviously, you know, the broadband, the streaming of it, it does cost, and there's that level of wanting to be able to get people out there, and some of the artists are just itching to do stuff. What I love is the exposure. When you talk about, I think you said 100 musicians involved in any capacity, whether it's bands, single artists. I just love the choice, the ability to, you know, hear somebody and discover somebody for our own interest.
Yeah, there's just such a wide variety, like some of the names, Queer as Funk, Silk Road Music, the Vancouver Chamber Choir, Vancouver Opera, Canada's Brass, Electra Women's Choir. There's just such a wide, diverse collection there. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's power in music, right? With just such proven benefits to our mental health, especially, you know, during difficult and challenging times, it's pretty cool to be able to tune into something like this. So visit dayofmusic.ca and check this out tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I appreciate that they kind of did that comparison of a Netflix-style hub because it gives you that opportunity to explore and browse, right? That's what I'm getting off of that quick comparison. Like you can just flip through and find your favorites and stick to what you like or move around and explore, like you were saying, Kels. But it's really great because we get into these different swings and moods and I don't know, just all over the place mentally with how things are going. So you might not feel as enthusiastic on a regular basis, but when it's a special occasion like this and a special opportunity, of course you're going to take advantage. And I'm assuming there's no cost. Did you mention that, Sylvie?
Yeah, it's free. It's free. Awesome. And the great thing, you guys, is following the May 15th event, the hub will stay up with free access for 1 year.
Oh, wow. So can you actually in, click on it, and watch the different, whatever happens tomorrow? I love the idea of the interviews too, because we get to meet people.
Mm-hmm. For sure. It's exciting. I think it's something that gives you such a huge opportunity to check the scene out with what's happening in the province. And what a great, as you say, Ramya, people can tune into that hosted live stream to meet the people and stories behind the music during the actual event tomorrow. And that's pretty cool because the Q&A part is neat and, you know, behind the scenes, which is exciting as well.
It all is really exciting. Thanks, Sylvie.
That's really,
welcome,
really good. Really cool stuff, Sylvie. Appreciate it.
No problem. My pleasure. And you guys have a fantastic weekend. It looks sunshine, I hope, there too.
Yeah. Great weekend here. And it sounds like you got some music to go along with it. So settle up and enjoy. That's Sylvie Fiquette, our content development specialist. Join us Wednesdays and Fridays here on the program to fill us in on things going on in their world. Let's see what's coming up in the next hour of the program. The Chatty Bookshelf with Ryan Huey. We get the conversation recaps and comment on segments from the past week on Cut for Time. But up next, the man himself, Bill Shackleton with The Buzz. Stay tuned.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.